Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Ed Kordick is with us. Many folks around the area involved in the Iowa Farm Bureau might know him from his days there. Now he's with Decision Innovation Solutions, and he's going to be talking a bit about managing farm margins for 2023 in a workshop that's going to be held at several locations across the state, including here in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center on Monday, February 6th. Ed, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be on.
You betcha. Well, you've spent a number of years with the Iowa Farm Bureau. You've probably generated a whole lot of friendships and acquaintances out there.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful career. I officially retired from the Iowa Farm Bureau, but working back on contract to do some of the work that I had already planned, and this falls into that bailiwick. I'm excited to talk about these margin management sessions we've got going on.
You bet. Well, the Iowa Farm Bureau and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach are helping to put these events on. It's entitled Managing 2023 Farm Margins, and these workshops across the state. Gee whiz, I'm hearing farm margins. It sounds like a pretty important topic.
Sure is. I think my concern is as we come into 2023, our costs are still very high in the crop marketing area. Of course, margins are always important in the livestock producers out there. So what we wanted to put together with Extension was a conference where we could answer some of those questions and primarily get people thinking about 2023 and how they can manage those margins with some good topics, and I'd like to go through those with you.
Yeah, let's do that. What will folks learn about when they get there?
Well, the managing margins for 2023 and beyond, that'll be our first presentation in the morning. And that will be put on by Extension. They had a great presentation back in the mid-2010s when we were concerned about margins at much lower crop prices, of course. But I think a lot of the same strategies really apply. It's all about how do we protect our working capital on the farm? How do we look at avoiding cash shortages? You know, those costs are continuing to stay up there. Those crop costs will not fall with the market if the market falls. So I think it's very important to watch our cash flow, watch our balance sheet, and the chance to basically make sure we secure the ability to repay loans and that type of thing. So they've got several strategies that are going to be just thought-provoking strategies to try to get people thinking about that. One of the other things that I think will hopefully be a highlight will be a presentation on pre-harvest marketing, which I've done for years, and I will be presenting that information at Atlantic on that date. And the idea is let's look back at history, although history doesn't always repeat itself, but we've got some good averages that show us that if there's returns and if there's a return above our cost of production, at least a portion of our production should be considered for marketing ahead of time. And that's that April, May, June timeframe that many people have thought about, but it's very important to have a marketing plan before the year even starts.
No doubt. You know, you can look back at history and try to use that as a guide for the future, too. And I know folks outside the farm business look and say, well, gee whiz, all the prices and all those commodities are way up. But, you know, input costs go up. There's so much involved. And unlike folks who get a paycheck every couple of weeks or so and working for a paycheck, you know, you only get a paycheck if you have something left over on the farm. And that sometimes seems like it's out of your control.
Yeah, many things are out of our control, and on the farm we've got some risk management tools. Certainly crop insurance helps, and that's a good first step. But if we see some opportunity to seasonally lock in a comfortable portion of our crop ahead of time, I think it's worth consideration, and we'll have a lot of fun with that presentation because I'll bring along some celebrity producers and show people how strategies have worked out over 30 years, and there's no one right answer. But we need to kind of diversify our marketing choices over time and over marketing tools and do a good job. In addition, at each location, and that includes Atlantic, we're going to have a local ag lender talk to people in a presentation about communication and expectations. One of my concerns is that in agriculture, we haven't had to deal with high interest rates or rising interest rates for quite a while. Maybe we've been a little bit spoiled. with interest rates relatively low. Well, they're ratcheting up now, and that's another cost. And I think there are some management techniques that a lender, with communication with that farmer, can really help out each other in that relationship that's so key for so many farmers. So we're going to have a local lender talk about communication, what their expectations are, higher interest rates, what should we be doing? So again, another thought-provoking session during this whole big conference.
Yeah, that interest can be a big cost too when you talk about the amount of dollars that sometimes has to be borrowed to keep that farm operation running.
That's right. This equipment is not getting any less expensive, and seed, corn, and chemicals, and all of our crop protection type products are continuing to go higher, and we're probably out of a lot of the supply chain problems that we've had the past couple years, but still managing that risk in tandem with your ag lender makes a lot of good sense.
Yeah.
And in addition, we're, you know, there's another new kid on the block that's been around for a while, but many people call it the Wild West of agriculture, and that's carbon farming. Maybe another product that our farmers can consider, but we've got a session put together by Iowa State University where we're going to kind of help people think about some of the questions that they should be asking of these carbon market companies.
Yeah, we're hearing so much about pipelines, and we're hearing questions and different opportunities for folks to sit down and hear more and learn more. Is there a lot more to be gleaned about this before folks can make real good decisions?
Well, yes. So these companies are coming out to farmers and asking them to sign, you know, 1 to 5 to 10 year contracts to change something in their farming operation. And one of the problems that I think many farmers have with some of the carbon market offerings from companies where they're asking you to maybe strip till or no-till, well, a lot of that's been done in agriculture already. So what the carbon market companies want and what they want to be able to sell to the buyers of these credits is an additionality. It's a word that's in that realm that says that you've got to do something more on your farm, which our farmers are doing a great job on soil conservation already. But there may be some opportunities. One of my concerns, and one of the reasons I invited Iowa State to be a part of this meeting here that we're going to have in Atlantic on February the 6th, is that they have developed an Excel program, which we will highlight, that talks about, will this pay for the farmer? I mean, there's some good benefits of all these different soil practices, but if it costs me $40 net to do something that's only going to garner me $30 in carbon credits, that's going to be a non-starter. So we're going to go through some examples, and at least one example at each session, and talk about what are some of the things that farmers could be doing as far as extra cash costs, you know, what kind of costs are they saving? So kind of net that out and see if it even makes any sense to look at these carbon programs at this time.
Sure. Not going to give any firm answers whether it's right or wrong for your operation, but provide them the information and knowledge to make that decision.
You know, Jim, that's a great point, because I think our conference will maybe answer some questions, but in general, on our four major topics, which are that ag lender that's going to talk to the folks, we're going to be talking about carbon farming and should we be involved in that on our farming operation, what about managing margins, and what about pre-harvest selling, there are a lot of questions, but I think people will get some answers, but then also I hope that they'll start thinking about 2023, how they can manage margins using a variety of different ways, and probably just ask the right questions of whoever they're working with and make sure communication is very, very good.
Very good. Ed, since this is helping to host this as Iowa Farm Bureau, is this just for Farm Bureau members?
You know, Farm Bureau members can register free of charge, but it's open to everyone. So I would ask that people go to our website at Iowa Farm Bureau, spelled out, iowafarmbureau.com, and it's very prominent on our front page. So Farm Bureau members go free. anyone who's not a Farm Bureau member can attend for a small fee of $50 paid at the door. So we would really like people to register ahead of time so that we can get a good count for the lunch, which will be part of that day. And we will take some registrations at the door, too. So if you make a last-minute decision, come on out on February 6th. But we would really like people to give us an idea that they're coming on our website.
All right, February 6th, that's a Monday, at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. My information here says it'll run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., so a pretty good chunk of the day with some pretty good information shared, right?
Right, right. We will open the doors at 9:30. People can come on in, and we'll welcome them, and we encourage any questions throughout the day.
Excellent. Ed Kordick, again, with Decision Innovation Solutions, helping to put this opportunity up there for you on Monday, February 6th here in Atlantic. Hope you get a chance to participate. And again, iowafarmbureau.com, and you can find that information you need to get yourself registered. Ed, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Jim. I really appreciate it.